This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're invited to join us now to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, all you got to do is call 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most cell phones, the shortcut way would be *KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you every week by the guys in the Well Hungarians, who have a very busy weekend coming up. I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, let me remind you, they play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. And every Thursday night, they play at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. There's no cover charge there, and they've got some amazing food as well. For more information, download the Well Hungarians free app or go to wellhungarians.net to find out all their tour information and more about the band. All right, that leads us right into our very first contestant today. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. Suck up to the boss. Shout out to the family. Use the time for your commercial endorsement that you've pre-planned expressly for this moment. Go ahead. The 5 seconds are all yours.
Just looking forward to a nice weekend, hoping to avoid the rain.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. See what the questions and categories look like for today. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, showbiz this week. And category three, Lewis and Clark. This summer marks the 210th anniversary of their voyage up the Missouri from St. Louis. They left in May 1804. This category is all about them. So you can have that or either of the other two. What'll it be?
I'll go with Lewis and Clark.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I explain this every week because we have new listeners joining us all the time. And it's a pretty simple game. 60 seconds on the clock, 5 questions. Start with the easier ones, work your way to the harder ones, and the points go up as you go along from 1 to 5 points. So you have a maximum of 15 points, and all you have to do to win is score half of them, 7.5 points. Well, we round that up. You got to get 8 points or better to win. And if you do, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut
Donuts,
Shop.
Donuts, donuts, donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And from
Why is Homer angry today?
Yeah.
You know why? He hasn't had any donuts lately. That's why.
That's right. And Duff Beer. And we
if
have...
If only they made a beer-flavored donut. Or a donut-flavored beer. Beer.
From Werenberg Theater. We have your choice of movies. You can pick from maybe The Jersey Boys or Transformers.
Age of Extinction.
How about that?
Yeah,
that
you can have your choice of those prizes if you get 8 points or more. Of course, if you don't get 7 points, then I'm going to have to punish you. But the good news is if you get all 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and you get the whole package, every one of those prizes, and that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Tom, you've chosen Lewis and Clark as your category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which one was a redhead, Lewis or Clark?
Lewis.
Clark. In what current U.S. state did Lewis and Clark finish their westward trip?
Oregon.
Correct. What was Lewis's first name?
Meriwether.
What was Clark's first name?
William.
You got them both. Here's the 5-pointer. Who was the first member of the Lewis and Clark expedition to appear on a U.S. coin?
Sacagawea
had her own dollar. That's right. You know, that 50-50 on the redhead question is the only thing that kept you from getting the clean sweep. 14 points, Tom. I'm sorry?
That stinks.
Well, you're still a winner. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get whichever prize you choose. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too, Paul.
Thank you. Here's our second contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM and the PM.
We'd love to hear that. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, normally I give a shout out to my wife and kids, but today I will say hello to Mom and Dad. Hello, Mom and Dad, and thanks for watching Shannon last night. She had a great time.
What are Mom and Dad's names?
Don and Thelma.
Okay. Here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Showbiz this week, or our new third category, within 5 years. Now, I will tell you, that is not things that have happened in the last 5 years. I'm going to ask you about something from recent history, and you're going to tell me the correct year it happened, and if you're within 5 years, then you'll get the points.
I think I'll do, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Uruguay soccer star Luis Suarez do to get him suspended for four months plus a fine of over $100,000 from FIFA?
Bit of his opponent.
That's correct. In whose office were Missouri's first same-sex weddings held Wednesday?
Mayor Slay.
Correct. Which company recently showed off its first electric motorcycle?
Ooh, I'm going to pass.
Four-pointer. Why was a tall guy named Andrew Wiggins in the news this week?
He broke his foot before the draft. No. Not Andrew Wiggins.
You're close. You're very close.
He was the first person drafted in the draft.
There you go, by the Cavaliers. What was different about a man who walked into a McDonald's in Queens, New York, Wednesday in a picture that went viral? He had a knife in his back, is right. Which company recently showed off its first electric motorcycle?
Man, why don't I know this?
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say Tesla.
Harley Davidson.
We had it on yesterday.
Two in a row, missing one question. Yesterday, Bill Cleveland was live from Harley Davidson headquarters, and if you were listening, you know that Frank is not a fan of the concept of the quiet Harley.
That's my problem. I wasn't listening yesterday.
Yeah. I'm kind of with him on that. If you have a Harley, it's supposed to be loud, but maybe they're going to get a new niche of Harley motorcycle buyers who want electric because it's more gas efficient and better for the environment. But I don't think the guys in Sturgis, South Dakota this summer are going to be riding quiet little things to go. That's right. They power up and they power down. Turn off your motorcycle. Todd, you got yourself 12 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right.
Stand by and I'll meet our third contestant, and that is you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to say hello to my lovely wife, Mary, that I'm driving down the road with right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Mary. I love you.
All right. Which category would you like? Showbiz this week, within 5 years, or movie in common, in which I name two movie stars and you tell me the first movie they did together?
Oh, I suck at movies. So how about the 5-year one?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When did Earl Tupper buy his first manufacturing plant and start making Tupperware?
1925.
42. When did the first National Couch Potato Convention take place in Lincolnwood, Illinois?
Oh, Couch Potato Festival. How about 56?
1988. When were the first windshield wipers invented?
I think they were pretty early on. 1913.
1921. You just missed. When did Paul Newman debut Newman's Own Microwave Popcorn?
Newman's Microwave Popcorn. 1990.
Oh, it was 86. You get the points. When did Anthony Fass of Philadelphia patent the first accordion? And I'm not going to make you do this one within 5 years. I'm going to give you 25 years for this one. First accordion.
How about 1850?
You know what? I could have let you have it with 5 years. It was 1854.
Wow.
Oh. Looked like you were off the rails for a while, but you got it back on track with the 4- and 5-pointer for a total of 9, Mike, and you are a winner.
You've got too much time on your hands coming up with some of these topics, let me tell you.
You don't know the half of it. I'm glad you called, Mike. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul. Amen to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Here comes contestant number 4. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
No, not you, Dan.
No. According to the rules, you may not play. This is Dan who's on the phone.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I want to say hello to my lovely wife, Linda. Okay. Hello, Linda.
Okay.
Oh, she's right next to me. Sorry, Paul.
Which category would you like, showbiz this week or movie in common?
I don't want showbiz this week. Give me movie in common. Okay. And I don't know either one of them, so... whatever.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie co-starred Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz?
What's the matter with Mary?
I'll give it to you. There's something about Mary.
Something about Mary, yeah.
What movie co-starred Cameron Diaz and Jim Carrey?
Oh, my God.
You can pass if you want.
Dumb and Dumber.
The Mask. What movie co-starred Jim Carrey and Ed Harris?
Jim Carrey and Ed Harris? Pass.
What movie co-starred Ed Harris and Tom Hanks?
On. Big.
Apollo 13. What movie?
I knew that.
What movie co-starred Tom Hanks and Helen Hunt?
Tom Hanks and Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Wilson!
Yeah, what if we said Tom Hanks, Helen Hunt, and Wilson?
Wilson.
No, it was...
Oh, no. I don't know.
It was called Castaway.
And, yeah, I knew that one, too.
And it really sucks when you know him, but your mouth won't let him out.
I didn't know any of those.
The one with Jim Carrey and Ed Harris was called The Truman Show, underrated
classic. That was the one I couldn't think of, yeah.
Yeah.
I did know, yeah.
All right, Dan, let's see. You got only the one-pointer for coming close on There's Something About Mary, and that means I'm going to have to punish you. Last week, we talked about the movie Jersey Boys. In fact, we have tickets that we're giving away to it here today from Werenberg Theaters. And the movie was directed by Clint Eastwood. So somebody emailed me and said, I heard you talking about Clint Eastwood musicals, like he was in a musical called Paint Your Wagon.
I love that movie.
He said, do you have any samples of Clint Eastwood singing? And I said, well, it could be easy to go back and get the soundtrack of Paint Your Wagon, which didn't sound all that bad. But here's what you may not know, even if you're a Clint Eastwood fan. He made a movie in 1970 called Kelly's Heroes.
Loved it.
It's a great war movie with him and Telly Savalas and Donald Sutherland and Don Rickles. Yeah, really some good stuff in there. What you may not know is that had a theme song that was originally done by the Mike Curb Congregation called Burning Bridges. What you may also not know is that Clint Eastwood released his version as a single. This is a bad recording of it, but after all, it is almost 4.5 decades old.
Friends all tried to warn me, but I held my head up high. All the time they warned me, but I passed them by. They all tried to tell me, but I guess I didn't care. Turned my back and left them standing there.
A lot of these celebrity songs sound a lot better when the professional singers join in on the chorus. Not that much better. All right, just pause it right there in case we need it again. Dan, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope to have a good weekend. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Shout out to my sweetheart, Elaine.
Okay. The category is Showbiz This Week, Kevin. 60
okay.
seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group covered Let It Go from Frozen at a concert in Italy last weekend? Was it One Direction, Mumford & Sons, or Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Which network anchor person announced this week that they'd be leaving the evening news slot in September in order to do more primetime specials?
Diane Sawyer.
Correct. Which daytime TV show fired Jenny McCarthy and Sherry Shepherd yesterday?
The View.
Correct. Which star of 3 Transformers movies was arrested after causing a commotion at the Broadway musical Cabaret last night? It was Shia LaBeouf. Eli Wallach died this week at 98. What's the name of the famous Western he made with Clint Eastwood and Lee Van Cleef?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's always good to end the week with a guy who knows every answer and gets the clean sweep on all the prizes that we have left, Kevin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very, very nicely done. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS. It will not be on next Friday because we're all going to be off for July 4th, but it will return 2 weeks from today and will be sponsored by the Well Hungarians. I promised you I'd tell you where they're playing this weekend. Well, tonight and tomorrow, they're down at the lake playing in a place called Shady Gators at the Lake of the Ozarks.
That's a fun time, too.
I'll take your word for it.
It is.
And Sunday, they're going to be playing at the Redbud Fireman's Picnic in Redbud, Illinois. That's Sunday evening from 7 to 10. It's an all-ages family show. So if you're looking for something to do with the kids on Sunday, the Fireman's Picnic would be the place to be. To find out about every gig the Well Hungarians do, download their free app for iPhone or Android, or check their website at wellhungarians.net.